This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered, and your host with the most is the one and only Wayne Allen Root, and Wayne will be here in exactly 60 minutes. In fact, you can set your clock to it. The incomparable, the amazing Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas, and he's pushing all the buttons and twisting all the dials, making sure that we are on all of these great radio stations across the entire country, whether it be the flagship out there in Las Vegas, California, down there in Oklahoma City, St. Louis, Chicago, or all the way out here in Long Island or Connecticut. Once again, my name is Lee Elsie, and thank you very, very much for joining. You can reach out to me, Lee Elsie Radio, at gmail.com. That is my email address. We've got a brand new website, leeelsie.com, and it's still a work in progress. So if you go on that, click on this like button, take you to our Facebook page where we've got more cool, fun stuff going on there. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me start tonight with this idea that there's a running theme in this country about tolerance. Got to be tolerant, right? There's racial unrest. There needs to be racial tolerance. We should all have more tolerance, 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 and togetherness, right? Well, listen, I'm going to take a position that maybe we need less tolerance. Less tolerance for idiots. Less tolerance for people who are systematically trying to destroy the Constitution of the United States of America. I want less tolerance for Democrats doing their power grab thing, trying to feather their own nest, putting America in peril. So this mantra of unity and tolerance is good in a certain way, in certain areas, sure. We should be tolerant of those around us. We should be forgiving. We certainly shouldn't look on somebody and judge them by the color of their skin or their religion or any of that. We judge them, as Martin Luther King said, by the content of their character. It's that simple. That's what we should do. But we don't do that. We actually have gone in the other direction. We have used tolerance as a weapon and have pointed it at people and demonize them if they haven't measured up to the new age of societal norms, right? The PC culture on steroids. I feel as though this is a superhero movie. And all the folks in Washington who have seized power, they seized power on Election Day, are sitting around in this giant circle on these thrones, dictating what is right and what is wrong, what is just and what is unjust. What is racism? What we should tolerate? What we should persecute? And that leads me to the real crux of what I wanted to open up about today, and that is free speech, right? There is this idea that free speech needs to be contained and controlled now by the liberal left. Think about that for a second. Free speech is the right given to you by your creator, at the very least, the forefathers of this nation, giving you the opportunity to get on a soapbox and talk about things that may make other people uncomfortable. Right? Free speech is not the mindset of agreeing with each other. It's the exact opposite of that. That's what free speech is all about. That's why this is so vital right now. This is so key, the idea of being allowed to say and think and do without hurting someone else, anything that you want. That's what America is.
That's why neo-Nazis have the right to march down the center of a street in a Jewish community, as long as they're not inciting a riot or Holy Hill. That's why people have the right to burn the flag, the American flag. I know it's like the most terrible thing that we can witness, and folks fight for it every single day. But according to the Supreme Court and according to our Constitution, folks have the right to do that. Just like I have the right, if I want to denounce things in the Quran, or burn a Quran for that matter, or burn the Bible, whatever it is. As long as I'm not hurting someone else or inciting folks to do harm to others, I am or should be protected under the First Amendment. Although that is slipping away, right? It's slipping away. We're now being told what we can say, how we can say it. What is right? What is wrong? What is racist? What is not racist? What is that murky area where things are not exactly clear? It seems like the people that are in power now are more concerned about somebody's feelings and having their feelings heard as opposed to upholding the Constitution and the right to be able to say and think and be free, right? That ability for me to do and think horrible things is what makes me and you free. I shouldn't be controlled by the thought police. I shouldn't have to back away from some uncomfortable ideas that I may have, or you may have, or anyone may have. Not me, but the idea of somebody out there getting up on their little soapbox in the middle of the town square and saying things that you may not like. You can't silence that person. That's not America. So before you want to employ the cancel culture on groups or people, be careful, because it's a very slippery slope. You could be next. And the idea of tolerance for morons, I don't want to accept that anymore. I don't want Joe Biden with his wrinkly old finger to wag it at me and tell me I need to be either more inclusive or be more unified. Right? I'm not unified because I think you're an idiot. I think you've done more damage to this country in 90 days than the past half a dozen presidents have done in the last 40 years. And no, I'm sorry to say that race relations in this country are not better after Joe Biden has taken over. In fact, they're worse since he's taken over, sadly, because he has demonized every white male in particular that walks around in this country. Period. End of story. White male's bad, everybody else good. And if you couple that together with the absolute horror show that is happening at our southern border, and you include on top of that essentially a $2 trillion stimulus package that we did not need, right? We did not need payoffs to all these different entities under Joe Biden, because that's essentially what this is. Grease in the palms that got him in office to the tune of $2 trillion. So, yeah, hell at the border, kids, by the thousands coming here because Joe Biden welcomed them with open arms. They did it without an idea or a clue how they were going to care for any of these kids, or whether or not they had COVID or were sick or their family members were tagging along or any of that. None of it was taken into consideration. Biden just said, come, and we'll take care of you. And by the thousands, they've come. Can you imagine a previous president in a situation like the southern border not allowing the media to get in there to take pictures or to report on something that's happening, a legitimate story that's happening right under our noses at the southern border? This guy had the audacity to prohibit media folks from going in there, not only telling the story but shooting video. Wouldn't let Ted Cruz, a United States senator, in there so that he could see what's actually going on and film exactly what's going on. This is a communism. This is Russia at its height. That's what's happening. The silencing of the media is happening right in front of your eyes. And the media, complicit media, is doing nothing or very little pushback. Shame on them for that. Shame on them. That's what's happening under this administration. Hell at the border again. Hell at the border. And maybe the biggest payoff in the history of this country, to the tune of $2 trillion, to states in particular that voted blue, right? I've talked about this before. Connecticut's one of those states. I live in Connecticut. My morning show comes from Connecticut. I broadcast right now from Connecticut. We're getting $10 billion. Thank you very much to Joe Biden. I talked to folks yesterday who are actually ranking officials in municipalities across the state. They don't need this money. They get a payoff. That's all. Period. End of story. You want to help out people who are down and out that you told to stay home because of COVID? That's one thing. You want to start to pay back municipalities who voted your way or helped you get elected? That's criminal. That's absolutely criminal. I got to admit, I'm really disappointed. I'm really disappointed where we are. I'm really disappointed where we're going. I think this idea of some kind of moral superiority is wearing hardworking Americans out. They're sick of it. They're sick of being looked down on by the elitist left. And all of this is going on while China continues to ramp up its influence around the globe. And we just sit on our hands being stupid, for lack of a better term. So in conclusion, I will not be tolerant of the asinine left that looks down on me, yet do everything, every single second of the day, every action they take drives us further and further apart. And America has also fallen into a tolerance of mediocrity. There are so many people out there, even folks who are listening to me right now, who are bought and paid for. The stimulus checks that you cash, in a way, is an assurance of your obedience. And that is really sad. I got to take a quick break. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee.
And today we have a message for you women out there. Are you premenopausal, postmenopausal, or maybe you're in the middle of menopause right now?
Ouch!
Listen, we have thousands of clients that have reported reversing all of their symptoms of menopause. Or maybe you have thyroid imbalances. Same thing for those women. Listen, this is your time.
Absolutely. You can reverse all of those symptoms and you can be your real joyful, exuberant, and lean self. Again, ladies, I don't care if six doctors told you you can't lose that fat after menopause or in menopause. You can. We have done it hundreds and hundreds of times, even in a medical setting documented. So make your action call today. Log on to EnergizeHealth.com, EnergizeHealth.com,
or call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw. Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie. One of the hot button topics that we have been getting into on the morning show, and in particular because it seems like it's more prevalent here on the East Coast, is this passport, this vaccine passport. Like, if you get the shot, all of a sudden now you'll be allowed to go and do whatever it is that you want to go and do, right? Go to restaurants, go to the movies, go to a game, all of that. And they're talking about that. Cuomo was talking about that in between groping up his interns. He's talking about doing that. So I was thinking, what would you do? I mean, how are you going to handle that? Are you going to go along to get along? Are you going to get the shot, even if it's something you don't want to do because you want to go to a restaurant that won't let you in unless you have the COVID vaccine? I think it's a legitimate question. And it's one that I talked about months ago. I said somewhere along the line, they are going to force you, if you want to do certain things, in particular here in the beginning stages of this, to go get a vaccine. Otherwise, you can't do it. And just think about the hypocrisy of this for a second. So the powers that be are in Washington welcoming tens of thousands of illegal immigrants who are making their way to the southern border and not caring at all if they are infected with COVID. There's very little being done about that. In fact, we know for a fact that when they're caught and released, a lot of them either don't get a test or maybe even come back positive, but they've got no place to put them, so they let them go. Let them go in a community. Let them go in a border town. Imagine living in a border town right now, what that must be like. Well, you've got folks who are coming across your front yard every single day to get from point A to point B, and off they go. But they're not requiring the folks coming across the southern border to present themselves with information proving that they were vaccinated against COVID-19. Of course they're not. They don't care about that. They don't really care about you. They only care about optics. That's the most important thing that a lot of folks are forgetting. Politicians don't care about you. They care about getting elected again, or they care about their image. They care about optics. They don't care about your well-being. Otherwise, how could they justify allowing tens of thousands of potentially infected people into the country every day? They can't explain it. It's impossible. So will you go and get a vaccine even if you are against vaccines or don't believe in this vaccine or don't usually get vaccines? Will you get a vaccine in this case to be more compliant? Will you bend your will to the wishes of the man? And don't get me wrong, because I know there are doctors out there again pounding the dashboard of their car right now, yelling and screaming that I am way out of line for taking this tone. I'm not telling anybody what to do. I'm not telling you to get a vaccine. I'm not telling you not to get a vaccine. I am infinitely not qualified to do that. I'm only telling you what I'm going to do for me and why I am deciding to draw this line in the sand. It's more about personal freedom for me. I don't want Big Brother telling me what to do. Not with the evidence that's been presented for me, right? There's not enough there. But if there's enough for you, you should do what you think is right for you. But I'm saying somewhere along the line, at least early on, you can bet that there is going to be groups, organizations, businesses that are going to require you to have a COVID-19 vaccination before you're able to take part in whatever it is that they're going to do. Maybe it's going to be Little League next. Maybe you'll have to get your kid a shot to go play Little League. Will you do that? Or your daughter to get a shot to go sing in the play or piano recital, whatever. Where will you draw the line in the sand when the government dictates exactly what you can do and how you can do it? Now, let me just be clear, too. I think if you're a private business and you want to require somebody to do X, Y, and Z, as long as you're within the bounds of the law, and that law being the HIPAA violation law, because you technically can't ask me if I've gotten the shot, according to HIPAA, as far as I know. But I also am sympathetic to business owners who may feel as though this is the only way that they can stay safe. So it's, you know, it's sort of a weird situation. I don't want people's individual rights to be trampled on, but also I'm a person who thinks about capitalism and free market. And if a restaurant owner only wants to let folks in who have been, you know, given the shot, how can I stand in his way for that? Just go to a different restaurant. Frequent a different establishment. That's your right. All right, I've got to take a quick break. I just noticed what time it is. We'll be right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The United States and more than a dozen other countries is expressing concern about a World Health Organization-led mission to China to explore the origins of COVID-19, saying it came too late and wasn't afforded full or timely access to pertinent data. The statement, backed by Australia, Japan, Canada, and the United Kingdom, calls for transparent and independent analysis and evaluation, free from interference and undue influence. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Nicole Sapphire on the findings of the WHO report.
What it comes down to at this point, it doesn't matter so much. Yes, it would be good information to have to prevent future pandemics, but evidence is going to be gone. I'd like to see the raw data out of that report to really see what they had access to.
The Dow losing 104 points to close at 33.67. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All righty then, welcome back. You are listening to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered. That's LEEELCI.com. It's a work in progress, but pretty soon we're going to have all kinds of cool stuff up there for you to follow and check out. And also, you can push the button and like my Facebook page and join the conversation there. One of my favorite guests to bring on, one of our friends over at the Heritage Foundation, Stephen Bucci, is joining me. And Stephen, I know I've talked to you about this before, but the Derek Chauvin trial has essentially started. And I have a couple of concerns. One is, I hope the guy gets a fair trial. I hope everybody gets a fair trial. And the aside to that is, I hope if the decision doesn't go the way that I'm sure the majority of people around the country want it to go, that cities aren't burned to the ground.
And you're absolutely right. I hope every reasonable American wants exactly what you said, wants him to get a fair trial, wants justice to be done. In every way and direction, wants politics to not be in it. Unfortunately, there's a lot of folks who see this as a massive opportunity for them to pursue a political agenda and use this as a vehicle or a tool to do that. And that's unfortunate. And frankly, I don't think we're going to get away from that, regardless of what happens, good, bad, or indifferent. Regardless of where you sit and how you define those things, there's a massive potential for chaos as a result of any decision that comes out of it. Short of them, stringing them up from a light pole, drag them out of court, string them up. And if that happens, then we might have chaos in the other directions, and perhaps we should. But it's really unfortunate. And in our country, we do have a legitimate justice system, not a perfect one, but probably the best in the world. But some people, there's no outcome that they'll be satisfied with. And it depends on the response of the people in authority when that chaos begins. Are they going to put a cap on it, or are they going to let it run wild like we did last summer and say, oh, well, this is just justified, so we have to let it go? Well, okay, even if you accept the fact that you think the people have some justification for being really massively upset about the situation, it affects tons of other innocent people who have businesses destroyed, who have homes destroyed, who get attacked or even killed themselves just because they happen to live in that neighborhood, and which, by the way, are mostly other minorities who are affected directly by this. It's not like they're going to Beverly Hills and burning anything down, or going to Nancy Pelosi's house and burning it down. They're destroying their own neighborhoods in many cases, and that's unfortunate and sad and really totally the antithesis of what's supposed to happen in our country. And again, we're not perfect, but if you're going anywhere else in the world, I don't care who you are, I don't even care if you're AOC, it's a lot better than anywhere else. Ilhan Omar came here because it was really crappy where she lived, and it's way better here than it was there. So, we got to throw a little realism on this as well.
Again, Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation with us, and talking a little bit about Derek Chauvin, moving from that to the border. Again, I feel like sometimes just a repeat of what I asked you the previous week, but this week may be a little bit different. Senator Cruz goes down there, wants to film what's going on, and he's blocked. I don't understand why there's not more outrage about this.
Well, I can't believe that the press, even the mainstream press, which we know has, they've got a political position. That's the reality. I mean, even if you don't believe they're massively in one direction or the other, they have an editorial line that each of the corporations that own those networks and newspapers follow. But normally the one thing that really ticks them off is not allowing the press to report when something is going on, and it's newsy. Well, this is awfully newsy. You know, there's thousands of people coming.
Yeah.
There's children being treated, you know, in ways that are way worse than anything they faced under the Trump administration, and they are just giving them a pass. You know, at that press conference, the questions, it was like you were asking questions of, you know, your grandfather in the nursing home, and you didn't want to get him upset by asking him anything too touchy or that he wouldn't understand. But even the questions they asked were, you know, they didn't go after anything. Kristen Welker tried a little bit, you know, pushed them a little on the border, mostly because of this lack of transparency issue, but she was the only one. And, you know, it's really amazing to me that the American press, who, you know, idolizes this idea of their right to be able to see what's going on and report it to the American people, they're just letting that go this time. You know, okay, if the president says we shouldn't see it until he fixes the whole thing, then we'll just wait. You know, come on, that's ridiculous. That's them really not doing their job.
I think that the media is fearful that they'll become irrelevant, so I hope they dig their heels in a little bit more. I can't face another one of these press conferences like we had the other day, which was an absolute sham and a joke.
I mean, at least they didn't ask him about his favorite ice cream flavor like they did earlier in the thing. But it was close. I mean, the questions were so squishy and so soft. Yeah. And when they did ask him anything about foreign policy, which, you know, is always my big interest, not one of them did he do anything but read the answer that had been prepared for him to read. And I don't mind him having notes. You know, I mean, not everybody can be completely extemporaneous. But to read the notes, I mean, that's what minions do. Yeah. That's what the lower ranking people say. Okay, you're going to go talk to the public. Here are your talking points. Do not deviate from them.
Right.
You know, that's sending Colonel Bucci out to represent the Pentagon. You're going to give Colonel Bucci some notes, because Colonel Bucci, in the big scheme of things, kind of a little guy,
right?
Rank-wise. But this is the President of the United States, and, you know, the one time he did lose his place one time.
Sure, he sure did.
Or lose his thought process. And then the other one, where the guy asked him about gun control, and he went to his answer on infrastructure. He's like, okay, and nobody called him on that. Didn't say, sir, that's not what I asked you about. I asked you about gun control, and you started giving us the answer on infrastructure. Come on. That's just, you know, somebody should have pointed that out afterward.
What could they do differently, big picture, to the Second Amendment? How much could they really infringe on the average citizen's right to bear arms?
Well, at least initially, they could, you know, do a lot. You know, the red flag laws, which have some merit if applied appropriately and with the appropriate, you know, safety net, like once you're determined that you're not a problem, you can get your guns back again, you know, which is not really there. They could push those to make them very extreme, to make sure basically you don't ever get your guns back and you're labeled forever once that gets turned in. And there's no recourse against someone who falsely reports somebody as a problem just because they're after that neighbor that they don't like. You know, sort of the using the law to do what Rand Paul's neighbor did by physically attacking him to do it as a revenge thing. There's a lot of stuff, you know, when they say common sense gun control, which, you know, frankly is hardly ever anchored in factual things, like saying, you know, one of Biden's favorites, oh, no magazines with more than 10 bullets in them, which means pretty much the sidearm of every police force in America is suddenly illegal because they almost all have magazines capacities higher than that. You know, there's a lot of that kind of stuff. Their definition of universal background checks, which we already have if you buy a gun from a store, from a gun show, from anything, you get a background check. But they want to add it that if my son sells me or gives me a firearm, he has to pay some government designated agent to do an extremely expensive background check on me, and then has this really long waiting period. If they throw that stuff in, then you're really impinging on our Second Amendment rights way beyond what exists now.
Right.
Now, a good thing was that a federal court just decided in Michigan this past week that President Trump's executive order designating bump stocks as illegal, and there's a lot of debate whether he should have done that or shouldn't have done it, but he did. They decided an executive order can't do that. That's something that can only be done by legislation, which can then be challenged in the court. That's a good flare that went up for the Biden administration that, hey, there's going to be some limitations on what you can do with the oath. So that was a good development. But, they're going to fight it anyway because they're pretty much comfortable with trying to do everything through EO.
All right, Stephen, I got to run. I'm out of time. Thank you, as always, Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. We'll be right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Root for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile. And that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon, 15% off, and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. That's great news. You know the wisdom, buy low, sell high. But gold won't be down for long. The U.S. dollar is weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Add in $1.9 trillion in stimulus and trillions in infrastructure spending and tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team comes in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1 ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium, just $79 over gold while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Tell them War sent you or go to assetstrategies.com. Buy gold and you'll keep what's yours.
Raw and unfiltered. Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root and Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You know I love Liberty HealthShare. Anybody who's ever listened to this show knows I'm the biggest fan of Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and I'm a nice Jewish boy, and I've done good with Liberty HealthShare for 4 years, going on five now. It'll be 5 years in January. Because it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, not an insurance company, that means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers, and there are no contracts. Starts as low as $200 and change per month, and for a family, $500-$600. I was paying $2,000 a month with Aetna, and they were covering nothing because I had a $10,000 deductible. Ridiculous. My four children are members of Liberty HealthShare. I put their lives and health in the hands of Liberty. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 a year in monthly premiums compared to what I was paying for health insurance. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, and tell them War sent you.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. Wayne will be here right after the top of the hour. My name is Lee Elsie. Check out the new website, leeelsie.com. That's LEELCI.com. Still a work in progress, but pretty soon we'll have some cool stuff up there for you to check out. Let me wrap this up with some less than serious stuff. I mean, if you just keep banging your head all day, you're going to drive yourself nuts. But one thing. Apparently, I talked about this so far, almost the entire first hour, but apparently folks are angry if you don't take the COVID vaccine seriously. According to a new survey, 10% of the people say they get actually physically angry about people not getting the shot. 40% say they get kind of angry about people not getting the shot. How you feel about folks not getting the shot? Two people from Louisiana tried to bribe an airport screener in Hawaii with $3,000 to let them skip quarantine. The screener turned down the money, told the cops, and both of them were arrested for bribery. The pandemic just might change dating for good. According to a new survey, 54% of single people say they now prefer meeting people through online dating sites instead of in person. We are going in the direction of every science fiction movie, really, I think, that's ever been out there about the future, right? A very cold, sterile society, and one that's dictated by big corporations. And that is where we are headed. You can see that. That's easy. Here's a story that'll certainly give you the heebie-jeebies or the willies, depending upon, you know, how you want to phrase it. The genealogy site MyHeritage is now offering a new service. You know, I actually think I thought of this first. I'm being serious about this. I thought about this years ago, once this kind of technology became a little bit more mainstream. And I think this is a trend that may actually catch on. And you may not like it, but I think it may catch on. MyHeritage is offering a new service where they'll animate photos of your dead relatives or anyone else using this deep fake technology. I've seen this done, right? So you've got someone who is, it's like a picture of someone, and they may be looking off into the distance, and this technology can actually make them smile and move and turn towards you. It's sort of, well, it's not sort of, it's eerie. It's weird. And I think it's a beginning of a new trend that I can actually see, like when people pass away. Now, people don't want to fade into oblivion. We're living in this day and age where every single second of somebody's day is being videoed. I think when folks die, they're going to want to carry that tradition on and have, you know, their death videoed in some way, shape, or form, or have a picture of them animated and coming to life. Instead of just sitting there stoic on the wall, have Uncle Fred laughing it up, yucking it up, while he sits on your wall scaring the hell out of you. All right, finally, how old were you when you finally felt grown up? I think for me, it was when I got married. That sort of was a flick of the switch for me. Up until the time I got married, I was a clown and a kid and having as much fun as I could. And my wife, you know, straightened me out. She made me the instant grown-up. Although, she would definitely say that I am not there yet. A lot of folks actually say they haven't grown up yet. But the number one thing that people say that makes them feel grown up is owning their own home. Second is getting your job. And third is moving out of your parents' basement, getting your own place. So a lot of liberals out there have not graduated to feeling like an adult yet because they still live in their mom's basement. All righty then. Listen, I'm out of time. It's always so much fun hanging out with you guys for an hour here on Tuesdays and Thursdays. But Wayne has arrived and the official show begins. The great Wayne Allen Root is here and he is up next right after the top of the hour. Special thanks to Chris down there in Dallas, Texas. Without him, you'd hear nothing but static. I'll catch you guys on Thursday. Keep it right here on the USA Radio Network.
Has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.